in order to come to a recognition, understanding of the chokhmah, the cholet, the abilities, and the chesed of the Borei Olam. So the things that prevent you from doing that, you need to know what they are so that you won't be prevented from fulfilling your obligations. Ulam ala shayla, ma'im agoyim ma'anim esa'odim me'abachino, u'ma'im advarim anoyivim me'abachino. What are the things that cause a person, that prevent a person from being boichen? And what are the things that flow out of, yes, being boichen? Amma ki kol ha-dvarim ha-moyni me'adam esa'amunas ha-yichud, asher kva eskano esam b'shar ha-yichud. All the things that prevent a person, we'll have a look at what that is now, prevent a person from having imun in the yichud of Hashem, which we mentioned in Shar ha-yichud. Kula moini ma'adam gam esa b'china. Those two will prevent you from b'china. So since we're not going to learn Shara Yichud, so we're not going to know what they are, and if we're not going to know how to avoid them in b'china, the Pischelev did us a favor. In footnote Ein Bob, he tells us what the Dvorim prevent you from having imuna in Yichud of Hashem. Anybody here has the Yetzer Hara not having imuna in the Yichud Hashem? Does anybody know what Yichud Hashem means? What it is? No, not a clue. But it's one of the six shesh mitzvahs. One of the six constant mitzvahs. A person has to know that there's a thing called Yichud Hashem. After you know there's Hashem, and you have to know that there's Yichud Hashem, whatever that means. So he says in Ein Vav at the bottom, Kol ha-dvarim ha-mayinim e-adem e-simunus ha-yichud v'hayim. Tzuras ha-shituf ha-shoynois Shemana Rabbeinu v'sof shara yichud da'ainu. All the different types of shittuf, partnership. That the Chovos HaLevavos mentions, we're going to go into them now. And those are, Shemishtatev el avoides aboira gam avodah zorah. Includes in his avoides Hashem also avodah zorah. What would that look like? He goes to daven shakris, then he goes off to daven to a stone afterwards. That's what it looks like. Doubt that's what he's talking about. What would be an example of somebody who includes in the avodah zarah gam avodah zarah? Or letzava shamayim, or lepsilim, or kiyotzibim. What would that look like? Huh? How does he avoid his Ovid Hashem with the shit of the Avodah Zorah? What does that look like for you in your world?
Not relying entirely on Hashem.
Not relying entirely on Hashem, which leaves space to rely on something else. Very good. Very good. So, for example, again, this is just an example, it's a moshe, not even the example. Just an example to us to get a bit of a taste of what he's talking about. I know that everything's from Hashem.
Yeah.
But I believe in my own koiches to a certain extent. In other words, I know how to plow and plant and irrigate and harvest. Yeah, I know how to do that, so I'll do that. But then there's a problem. Because there's floods, there's droughts, there's frost, there's pestilence. So I need Hashem to take care of that. And I'll take care of what I can take care of. That would be a shittuf. The Tesla calls it shittuf. He's focusing there on betochen, not so much on avodah zarah. But there's a type of self-worship, a type of self-avodah zarah. Or you know that panasa comes from Hashem. For sure. Where does panasa come from Hashem? What's the question? But I have to go and flatter the bank manager because I'm trying to get a loan. Also a type of avodah zarah. Not avodah zarah, I'm worshipping the bank manager, but it's a shittuf. I'm putting into my munah that call me Hashem. So why are you flattering the bank manager? Because I need a loan. But you just told me that all comes from Hashem. Yeah, of course it comes from Hashem. But you know, you gotta bribe the bank manager. It's a nudnik of Avodah Zorah. Again, I'm getting into what exactly is the definition of Avodah Zorah. Or at a higher level, Moshe Tegel, you believe in certain koichos of Malachim. You start invoking certain Malachim to help you do certain things. Maybe not, but I don't know where the shittuf or the shem would fit in there. But yeah, all these things. Yeah. What? Or going and davening to graves? They're davening to Hashem. I'm davening to Hashem. I'm not davening to the person in the grave. I'm davening at the grave in the source of the person there. I'm davening to Hashem. Because I'll talk about going to Kivei Kivim. So, but yeah, that could become an Avodah Zorah as well. In fact, who is it that says that the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed because the Beis HaMikdash should also become a form of Avodah Zorah? The Kaisel can also become a form of Avodah Zorah. But that's what we're talking about here. That's Chittuf. I suppose the Kaisel could be. I believe that the Kaisel, there's a certain power in the Kaisel, independent of Hashem. So I'm going to dive into Hashem, but I'm also asking the Kaisel to help me. That sounds crazy, but okay.
Seems like a very blurry line.
Very blue.
Probably needs to be offline.
Well, no, you know, don't drop it somewhere. But I'm just saying that I can't remember who said that the Kaisel had to be destroyed. The Kaisel had to be destroyed because it was becoming an Avodah Zorah. Why don't we know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried? Oh, can you imagine what they would do to that one? Eh? Oh. You just go to some of these quarrymen and you see what they've done out of the quarrymen. They imagine what they did to Moshe Rabbeinu's kever. They would have become a source of Avodah Zorah. But we're not talking about Avodah Zorah here. We're talking about Shittuf. That you partnership in your avodas Hashem, Avodah Zorah. We're not talking about being Ovid Avodah Zorah. We're talking about in your avodas Hashem, there's a shtickle of Avodah Zorah. Okay, we have to think about what that looks like. All it's Hashemayim, like in the days of Enosh, the Rambam says. They were davening to Hashem, they were only worshipped Hashem, and then they said, well, 1 second, it's not covered to give only covered to the king, you have to give covered to his ministers as well. So they started also davening to the sun and the stars and the moon. That would be shittuf. And then they got rid of the senior partner. And then they just stayed with the sun and the moon and the Holy Ghost or whatever it is to pray, whatever they did. Oh, Shemeshtatav Lavoida, Boyre Kavona Psula. He'll discuss that at length. You partnership in your avodas aboira, a posel kavana. Words, I'm doing this because I want to find favor. Or I'm doing this for I want to get schar in olam hazeh, olam haba. Again, you have to filter this through. We're not learning the sugya now. You have to filter that through. No, you have to filter that through the command from Chazal and the halacha. The Rambam brings it down. The halacha is la oilam yamol adam shelolishmo. Should we take a lolishmo bolishmo? Sometimes you might have to learn because you want the reward, because it's the only way you'll come to learn lishmo. If you're waiting to start to learn when you'll only learn lishmo, you'll never learn. You'll never get out of bed to do a mitzvah if you're only learning lishmo. That's the Chazal's telling. You first have to find a good lolishmo. And start doing it with the intent of coming to the Lishmo. But if you're going to do this, you're going to have a hard time getting to Yichud Hashem. That's what he's telling you. But you have to filter that through, that sometimes you have to do that. Okay. All these guys are doing because of Gaiva, or Lakanta, or Gedoy. All Shemishtatef al Avoida Sabayra Gam Avoida Latavosa of Gufnias. He adds into his avodas aboira taivas aguf. There shouldn't be b'chor. Simple verse is, you shouldn't be to you a strange god. Chazal explained, who is a strange god that everybody has in his guf? Avoim is a Yetzirah, that's your Yetzirah. He's called a strange god. But my Yosef Lodim Kazdeh, Mashem Afchin, Paul Brua Milo Amata, It's Eitzim Chochmas Hashem, Yechol Tuvah Tuvoy. What is it going to help a person? If he mamash becomes a master craftsman, he makes a career out of Shara Bechina, and he decides he's going to be boichin in the Bria, and he's going to come in and see the mile of Hashem, and the goodness of Hashem, and the koiches of Hashem. What's it going to help him? Included in there is some other strange avoider to strange gods, or he's doing it for the wrong reasons. What's going to help you? The reason why you oivered in Shara Bechin is to come to a deeper koran, a deeper chorus of tape with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is it going to help you if you drink that and it brings you to all the wrong conclusions? So that's one of the, again, you have to go learn Shara Yichud. That's one of the aspects going to prevent a person from being boichen in the Bria properly, because it's always going to be tainted with crooked thinking. Okay. At the beginning of Shara Bechina, this applies to everything, not just to Bechina. At the beginning of Shara Bechina, he brought down three things. They're going to stop you from doing Bechina. On Daf Kuf Lamed, if you want to see it inside, I'm just going to read it in the Leif Toif, because it's summarized there. We're not going to go through the whole thing again. Chasing after the vanities of this world, which we do all the time, all the time, all the time. Don't deny it. Don't deny it. Ain't the Adam speaking b'mashi yeshlim? People are not satisfied with what they have. But Tommy named Lutim lasig yoise. They're trying to get more and more and more. Kach she'af pam ain't men pnuim lisboinin. Therefore, they are never free to think. Ami li lo misboinin. The taina that Hashem has, the Nevi'im always mention this, Yimau, Amid lo mitbonen, my nation doesn't think. It's the biggest kitrug against Kriyaks. We don't think. Stop and think. What are you doing? That's the first thing that's going to stop you from being boichin in the Bria, is you're too busy trying to chap around this world. The second one is the heritable b'toivos. You just take for granted what you have, because you always had it. You're born with eyes and you can always see. So, I can see. What's the big deal? The minute a person's born, all the goodness of Hashem surrounds him. He's drowning in the goodness of Hashem. And then he grows up with them. For sure. Why should I have all these things? Magiali. He doesn't recognize two things. First of all, you have to have a chorus of tov to thank Hashem. You had this need, and Hashem fulfilled your need for you. And second of all, that you have to serve him. There's a tibud here. You owe him. There's a debt that gets created by all these things. We don't take notice of that because we've always had it. And the third thing is, amikrim haroim vafsaidim. When bad things start happening, a person doesn't have imunah that they're coming but tzedek. Not only that, they're coming for his good. They cause him to rebel against Hashem, to have tainis against Hashem, and he becomes a kfut toiver. Becomes the worst possible thing you can become. Worse than avodah zarah. He becomes a kofu toiva. He becomes an oreach ra. For those who remember the Gemara we learned in Rockers, Ches Amar Aleph. Nun Ches Amar Aleph. Yeah, you sent me a picture of it. Yeah. Okay. Shkoyach. So those are the three things that prevent a person from being Isaac in Bechina. A gairim noisef hu a gai val toiva sabayre. Hanoivas Mizesh Aksil, a tipesh. Chayshev, ki roi wala toivus aynu. What do you mean? Well, of course Hashem gives me these things, I deserve it. Washaf, of course. I'm such a big tzaddik, of course he gives me all these things. Vafle toivus no sefes, but you know what? He's not even doing enough for me. If Hashem really knew how who I was, he would give me much more, because you know why? I can't imagine what that looks like, but I suppose you could. meet people like that along the way, along the journey. You meet people like that. Children have that very, very clearly. Children have that. Children believe they genuinely, genuinely deserve whatever they've got. And not only that, but you owe me more. Children for sure have that. Problem is, it looks a bit, when it's by a kid, it can be quite cute, actually. Problem is, when you get to 40 and 50, it starts looking a little bit queasy. Not something else. So he doesn't think about all the goodness that Hashem's doing for him. He doesn't obligate himself to praise and thank Hashem. Well, ksil kuzeh, what does he call it? He doesn't call it Marosha. He doesn't call it Malavon Azorah. He calls him an idiot. He's a fool. Amar Shlomo HaMelech HaChacham, Tovas Hashem kol gavaleiv. Everybody who has this midah, this gavaleiv, is a despicable thing to Hashem. So these things, the shutaf, that I'm not focusing solely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm relying on other forces as well, together with Hashem, in my voidus Hashem, in my voidus Amuna. I'm not fully in touch with Hashem, so there's other goyimim. The three things we mentioned here in Shara Bechina, and also Gaiva. Magieli, Magieli. The Reich Ra. What did you do for me? Big deal. What did you do? You weren't even doing it for me. There was plenty leftovers. Ingrate. Paro was an ingrate, no? This week's Pasha. Lo Yodos Yosef. You know what else he said, Lo Yodos? Which was Megala, what this Lord Lo Yodos meant? Lo Yodos Hashem. There's another laughing at Paro. You came to some philosophical conclusion that there's no God. You're just an ingrate. You don't want to feel a chorus of toif to Hashem who saved your country. You know what you would have been today without Yosef? You'd be a nobody. Yeah, but then I have to have a chorus of toif. I don't want a chorus of toif. I have to be indebted to. Lo Yada just forgets about all the good that Yosef did. Ingrate. Ingrate. That's all. That's what I'll say about Paro. He wasn't a philosopher. They have philosophical. Akara, there's no boy Ra'ilo. You forgot Jason. How did you forget Jason? Because you're an ingrate. You're the Oreach Ra, the ultimate, the perfect master, Oreach Ra. You don't want the chiyuv. You don't want the intimacy that comes as a result of the debt. So you just deny its existence. You just push it out the mouth. It doesn't exist. That's Paro. Lo Yodos Hashem. Lo Yodos Hashem. The Klausenberger, when he used to lay with a lot of animation. He used to lay in the meaning of the word. When he got to Yoda Paro, lawyers, it's finished. Burst out laughing. There's other laughing at Paro. You're trying to con yourself to think you're a philosopher. I went through all the gods and I checked it out. It's great, that's all. It was nothing to do with theology. It's great. You're fooling yourself, Paro, but you ain't fooling us. Lo Yodos Yosef. You know what you owe Yosef? Your whole kingdom. Lo Yodos Yosef. But Vari Manayim Bechinahim. So what flows out of Bechin if you do get it right? Sheyavin Adam is a Toivah Shelokim Meitiv Loi. He starts understanding how much good Hashem is doing here. And then it doesn't just stop there. He doesn't just say thank you. The Kabbal Al Atzmai Tzmuroso. As a result of all the good Hashem's doing him, he takes upon himself to serve Hashem. That's Shara Avodas Elokim. That's why that comes after Shara Bechina. The Shara Bechina leads you straight into Shara Avodas Elokim. Because now that you've seen everything that Hashem's doing for you, it creates a debt, and you have to somehow pay that debt back. So you mishabed yourself to Hashem. The Yeshosim Leiv Tomid Lachoch Masaboira Niris Meabruim, Velo Yechdal Malach Shov Bo Ulmachko Doseyev and Paul Mashu Masig Al Yadov Al Yadei Chushav Al Yadei Sichlo. And then he continually pays attention to the Chochma the Boira that you see in the world. He never stops. He's always seeing opportunities for seeing more and more Chochma the Boira. And he's never Yechdal. He's never negligent. He never stops thinking and investigating about all these things that his senses and his seichel are able to apprehend. He's always investigating, always looking. He's like a kid in a candy store. Wow, look at that. How did that? Wow, that's amazing. Wow, that, wow, look at that. Shh. You did it the other day. You cut your finger. You might have a cut finger there. Yeah? Look at that. What do you think? Let's cut his finger. His finger became a whole new pelvic in Shana Bechina. Every day he sees new signs of Chochma Sabayir in the Bria. Every day that I'm alive, I see more and more and more of the Chochma Sabayir. Because I'm looking for it, I'm alert for it. The same as a guy who loves money. That loves money. He's got a real time at some moment. He get out of bed for $1. You know, somebody who wants to be rich has got much more chance of becoming a billionaire than someone who wants to be a billionaire. Someone who wants to be a billionaire will never become a billionaire. You know what? If you offer him $1, he won't get out of bed because $1, I want $1 billion. How does $1 get me close to $1 billion? He'll never get there. If you want to be perfect, you'll never start. Because you look at what the end is and you'll go, man, I'm never going to get there, so I'm going home. I'm never going to know the whole of stress, so I'm not starting. Somebody who loves money will become a billionaire very quickly. You offer him $1 to get out of bed and go cut the grass. Why not? Bucks money. Yeah, he loves money. He'll do anything for money. He'll become rich very quickly or not. I'm just the same as somebody who loves Bechina. He's got a career. That's his business. What do you do for a living? Bechina. So he'll see untold opportunities every day. We're seeing more and more of the Chochma and the Chesed of the Baira in the Bria. And since the Industrial Revolution, Hashem's been helping us along. Because they're opening up more and more and more. But you don't even need all of that. You just have to open your eyes. Spend hours just thinking about toenails. What a Chesed they are. You know? What a miracle they are. But there's so much today. So much. A person's never short of things to yom le yom yabia ime. The five senses and your seichel, that's all you need in order to do this. The five senses bring you the data, and the seichel processes it correctly. And then you see wondrous things. Every time you eat, just think about the miracle of the Nifla v'noira. Asher Yotze is a wonderful opportunity for this. There's so much to think about in Asher Yotze that it's Asher Yotze.